listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Talk presented by Freeman Webb, a Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Bottom of the hour, our strike and spare. Family Fun Center, Legend of the Week, Dennis Harrison, Riverdale, Vanderbilt, Eagles, on and on and on, Super Bowl. Craig Ladd, look ahead. Next hour, 101 with Greg Pogue. Vicki Yates is the host, and I'm her guest. Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Enough said.
Last night, Antioch, Cane Ridge, our Metro Game of the Week. Coach Bubba and Chase over on 102.5 did it, and Antioch's undefeated, joined now by Bears coach Arsente Broom and quarterback Andre Adams. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Man, I'm good. I'm good, guys. My guy ended up going. He's going his way to Mississippi State this morning.
What now? All right, said, Andre.
Andre's on his way to Mississippi State.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't able to get with me, man. So. Yeah, hey, look, y'all don't have the superstar. Y'all just got me.
No, Andre's on the line.
Andre's on.
No, I'm on here, Coach.
Oh, what's up, boy?
Technology, Arsente.
Well, hey, Arsente, are you trying to hog the interview? What? What's going on, man?
Man, I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good.
How y'all doing?
So, Andre, you headed down to Starkville to catch UT in Mississippi State. Are you?
Yes, sir.
Are you wearing orange or are you going to take a cowbell? Which one?
No, I'm it's a whiteout game, so I'm wearing white today.
Okay, just sort of neutral.
Yes, sir.
Arsente, your team's undefeated right now, man. You got to feel good about what you're doing with the Bears.
Yeah, we do, man. We just fighting hard, man, and working hard. That's the biggest thing. From everything we did in the spring and in the summer to now, man, it's just been a big change, and of course Andre's had a lot to do with that. But also too, man, I charged him with being a more of a leader, because you know he's not a vocal kid, but he leads by example. But I said, man, show more of that. He's been doing well with that, man. But we got a lot of unsung heroes, man. Kids that are just playing with a lot of heart and grit right now.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, Coach. I'll tell you five of them that's doing an outstanding job, and that's in front. The lineman up front is giving him time to throw it, because last night is the first chance that I've got to see him play since his sophomore year. And as I said earlier, I don't know who decides who these stars are, but if I had a vote, he'd be getting five from me.
Hey, well, look, you know what's crazy is our defensive coordinator, Rayshon Bell, He gives these little awards out on Tuesday, and they're little miniature youth footballs. He writes their names on them and stats. And a couple of weeks ago, he gave the entire O line a ball, man. And it's so crazy when you see the kids' faces. Oh man, them O line kids, man, they loved it, man. It was good. But they did a heck of a job last night, giving Dre time to just sit in there and throw the football.
Andre Adams with us. Also, the co-Mid-State Player of the Week was receiver Brandon Galladay. He had a big game. But let me give you the numbers. A week ago, last night against Centennial, a state record, 714 yards of total offense, 507 passing, 207 run, 507 yards passing, Cente. That was a whole year for at Stratford with Coach Bubba, 507
man,
yards.
That wasn't even a whole year. Man, I don't even think we got that many passing yards.
Hey, Come on, Cente.
Andre, how's the recruiting going? I know you're working with this year, but you're getting a lot of attention. Where are you in all that? How are you handling it?
I'm handling it by one day at a time. I mean, I'm still focused on the season right now, so I'm not worried about committing anywhere for as of right now. But my recruitment is still 100% wide open. It's not somewhere that every school is doing a great job at recruiting me, and I feel like me going into next year, I should have a home like before the season starts.
Well, and talk about Brandon Galladay and just getting the ball to him.
Yeah, just get the ball to BJ and he can make something happen. That's how I live off Brandon Golladay. Get the ball to him, he can make something happen.
Andre, this is Coach Spears. If you ever say anything that I believe, I'm a witness to that. Because you throw it out there to him, and he's like he's shot out of a cannon. And I got to see him last night. And I know Michigan State, I understand, was there to watch you. But he don't understand all the coaches that come in to see you going to see him. And I guarantee you this, that young man's going to be playing on Saturday somewhere. And
That's a fact. And
he can make things happen. And you did an outstanding – like I said, you was 20 of 22, and the two that you missed last night was on the fingertip. So, you were on target last night, and you got a bright future. Just keep your head straight and listen to Coach Broom. But I have to say this before we let you go. It's a family affair. Daddy's the offensive coordinator. Andre's the quarterback, and he's got little brother out on the wings to throw to also, Greg.
It's the Adams family.
It's the Adams family. That's right. That's right.
What's that like, Andre, with your dad being the offensive coordinator?
I mean, he's been coaching me almost my whole life. So whatever, I don't even know how to explain it because I've always had him as a coach. And just playing with both of my brothers, that's always been fun. My first two years, I played with my older brother, Andrew, and he's at MTSU now. And this year, I'm playing with my younger brother, Aiden. And just being able to be on the field with both of them and throwing touchdowns and seeing both of them succeed, that's fun.
Arsente Broom with us, Antioch undefeated here. Andre Adams, our co-Mid State Player of the Week, Tim Leeper Roofing as well. Arsente, how, as a coach, do you handle football today, yesterday, this week? But, you know, here he is going to Mississippi State, Tennessee, Mississippi State. We both love to have him. How are you handling that as a coach? Because, first, he's a student athlete, and he's a high school student, but he's also one of the top players in that position in the country.
Man, look, it's handling it is not as I say it like this, man. You know, recruits, top recruits, man. You got a kid like Andre and all the fanfare and hoopla that comes with it, man. You as a coach have to worry about, you know, really just keeping the players grounded, keeping everybody focused. I mean, this is my 22nd or 23rd year as a head coach. So I've been doing it for a while. And, man, just knowing how to keep the team level, man, and making sure that we're being consistent every week and being focused on what we have to do. You know, blocking out the outside noise of whatever's going on around us and making sure that we're prepared for what goes on in between those white lines. That's our main focus.
And, Coach Brim, you know, I know talking to you last night when I talked to you after the ball game when I came in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you win a big game like you won a big neighborhood game last night. But now you're going into what we talked about being the old rivalry with Antioch, Overton.
Yeah.
And plus you throw homecoming on there, and you know how kids' mind want to stray. So you still got your hands full this week, keeping them focused on, hey, we still got the ball game's got to be played.
Yep. No, it does, and I stressed that last night. I stressed that part last night as far as just knowing that, look, some of this stuff to some of these kids is brand new, you know, as far as just all the people in the stands. Like, one thing we were saying, like, look at the stands. Like, there were people in the stands watching warm-ups. That hadn't happened here in
That's right.
So when you get that, man, you have to continue to preach. You know, preach your philosophy and preach your narrative on every single day to try to let them know that this is what we're trying to do. And I don't care nothing about it being homecoming. I have no worry about homecoming at all. Look, it's just another game for us. It's the next region game on the schedule. It's a chance for us to be 4-0 in the region, and that's the main focus, man, doing our job, making sure we come out with a victory, however that looks.
Andre, a week ago last night, 714 yards of total offense. During that game, did you have any idea you were putting up those kind of numbers?
No, I didn't. I did not. I was in my flow state, just focused on winning the game.
Are you going to sneak a cowbell in there today?
No, I ain't got no cowbells with me.
Tell me something, Andre. When did you find out that you broke the record?
At like 2 o'clock in the morning.
How?
My dad had came to my room and was like, congratulations, you broke a state record. And I was like, for real? He's like, yeah. And then I had went to sleep right after that.
Good. Nick, good. I'm tired. Thanks, yeah. Dad. Yeah. Hey, Andre, Arcente, you know what I think of you, bud, Arcente. Keep
yes,
it rolling.
Sir.
We're pulling for the Bears.
Yes,
thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Coach, just
appreciate
keep it up. You're doing a great job. A lot of people proud of you.
Man, thank you guys, man. Appreciate all y'all do for high school sports, man. Appreciate
all right. All right, Andre Adams and Arcente Broom. I didn't want to, obviously, going to Mississippi State. You know, he's
– Yeah, I know.
You know why.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt is hot. I mean, that would show you the kind of student-athlete that he is.
Oh.
But Vanderbilt is offered and wants him to stay at home.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. He's with a coach that's going to make sure that, you know, he stays focused and everything.
I could have asked him about Deion Sanders recruiting him, too.
Yeah. Oh, he's like I said, you throw that four-star stuff away, in my eyes, he's five-star.
Well, he's the number 8 recruit in the class of the state, and according to 24/7 Sports Composite, the number 21-ranked quarterback in the country, regardless of class.
Right,
and
right.
He's top 10 in the junior class. So,
Greg,
we got to take a break.
I was impressed with Galladay.
Yeah.
I would have signed him last night.
We being who?
Yeah.
We being the –
No, anybody.
Okay,
anybody.
Not that thing you got. Oh, by the way, we got we're counterbalancing your Alabama with the peanut gallery here. Vol Boy and Dane. We have an audience today. We'll take a break. Our Strike and Spare Legend of the Week, Dennis Harrison, coming up right here, 94.9 The Fan.